This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Israel rejected a United Nations call today for an independent inquiry into the country's handling of last year's military action in the Gaza Strip. The UN report stated that both Israelis and Palestinians committed war crimes and possibly crimes against humanity. And although the report has criticism of both sides in the conflict, it comes down especially hard on Israel.
Justice Richard Goldstone is head of the United Nations fact-finding mission on the Gaza conflict, which wrote that report. He is a South African jurist who prosecuted war crimes committed in Rwanda and Yugoslavia. He was in New York this morning, where he said the report doesn't pinpoint who in the Israeli military establishment should be blamed.
We looked at the incidents, and we found some of them to constitute war crimes, and some of them serious war crimes, but it wasn't our brief to have a look at who was responsible at what level. That's a matter, really, that would be more appropriate for a prosecutor to have a look at and an investigation at that level. Ours was fact-finding and not in any way prosecutorial.
The report found that Israeli forces had targeted Palestinian civilian government buildings, a hospital, a mosque, used human shields in one case. I wonder, put to you something that the Israeli ambassador to Washington said yesterday. He said immense efforts were taken to avoid civilian casualties, including leafleting civilian areas, making hundreds of thousands of phone calls, sending MSS messages to areas that were about to be attacked to civilians, sort of sacrificing the element of surprise, risking our own soldiers' lives in order to minimize those civilian casualties. Did the Israelis in fact do that, and was it adequate?
Right. Well, you know, the humanitarian law is clear. One has to make the crucial distinction between civilians and combatants and civilian objects and military objects. The Israeli Defense Force certainly sent many telephone messages and they dropped leaflets. We deal with that fully in the report. Some of them helped Palestinian civilians escape home. Others caused confusion. There were telephone calls on two occasions warning of a bombing, which never happened. People evacuated, nothing happened, they went back. Days later, there was a second warning, nothing happened, and they went back. And after the third warning, in fact, the factory was pretty badly smashed up.
Now, you found also that the Palestinian rocket attacks from Gaza on Israeli towns did constitute a deliberate attack on a civilian population.
Absolutely.
Do you hold the Hamas authorities in Gaza responsible for those rocket attacks?
Well, they're responsible on two levels. Firstly, there were some attacks made by their own military wing, the so-called Qassam Brigade. Others were sent, as we understand the position, by other armed groups who operate from Gaza. But the present Palestinian authority, the de facto authority in Gaza, is made up principally of Hamas, and they have an obligation to ensure that war crimes are not committed from their territory.
Can you explain the process here, the UN process? You're calling for criminal investigations, I gather, both in Israel and in Gaza.
Correct.
And how soon should those investigations take place, and what are the consequences of them?
Well, we've recommended that the Security Council should, in fact, require such investigations to take place. We've called for an independent monitoring committee to be set up by the Security Council to report, and we've asked for that report to be made within 6 months. If no such investigations or satisfactory investigations are taking place after a six-month period, then our recommendation is that the matter should be referred to the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court.
Now, the Israelis say they've already investigated, and their investigations have
Now, well, I've heard that, and we've certainly taken that fully into account and dealt with it in our report. The Israeli investigations have been done behind closed doors in secret by the military. That's hardly an investigation by any acceptable standards.
Lastly, I wouldn't raise this, but for the fact that it's a story in the Jerusalem Post this morning, and it's an interview with your daughter in Canada who says, "My father loves Israel, is a Zionist, wouldn't have done this if he didn't think it was good for Israel."
Yes, well, I read that this morning. I was surprised. Apparently, they called her in the middle of the night at 4 o'clock this morning. But what she says is correct.
Well, Justice Goldstone, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's Justice Richard Goldstone, head of the UN fact-finding mission on Gaza. He spoke to us from New York. I also interviewed Israeli spokesman Mark Regev this morning. He disputes much of what Justice Goldstone said, including the statement that Israel's own investigation of the Gaza conflict was less than open and transparent.
That comment just shows the shoddy nature of this investigation, which I'd remind you that very serious people refuse to have anything to do with it. The first person they approached to be head of this so-called fact-finding team was Mary Robinson, the former Irish president and head of the UN Human Rights Agency. She said she couldn't be part of it, and I think it's a pity that Goldstone didn't follow her lead.
The UN group finds that in several instances, the Israeli Defense Force did not take reasonable measures to prevent the unacceptable loss of civilian lives. For example, striking a mosque that Israel said was used to store arms, but doing so during the hour of evening prayers rather than at the middle of the night, or striking at a UN school that civilians were using as a shelter. Have all of those instances been investigated by the Israeli courts?
I believe so, by both the military justice system in our own internal investigations, and then they can go on to the civilian courts if people want to suggest that the military hasn't done its own investigations correctly. But let me state here clearly, there were countless examples during that unfortunate conflict in Gaza where Hamas used mosques and schools and even UN facilities as military installations. That was part, unfortunately, of the reality we were dealing with. But here lies the fundamental methodological problem of the report. Mr. Goldstone and his team go into Gaza. They hold public hearings. Now, how does one do a public hearing in an area which is under the rule of an authoritarian, brutal regime like the Hamas regime?
But the fact-finding group's report does fault Hamas for criminal attacks in the form of rocket attacks on Israeli towns. And some of the instances of Israeli crimes that it alleges don't require coerced testimony. That is, at what hour was the mosque struck? Were there explosions after the Israeli strike which suggested there were explosives being stored there? If there is an Israeli answer to those, why didn't the Israelis take part and give the answer?
We made a decision up front not to cooperate with the Goldstone Group precisely because the mandate given was so one-sided.
Of course, Justice Goldstone says that he himself has addressed that point in the past, and yet, as the Jerusalem Post reports this morning, having called up Justice Goldstone's daughter in Canada to interview her, Justice Goldstone, who's off to Toronto to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, is, by his and his daughter's account, a Zionist, somebody who is a great lover of Israel and wouldn't do this if he felt it weren't in pursuit of the truth.
I don't want to make this personal, but if he would have followed the leader of Mary Robinson and said, I refuse to have anything to do with this sort of kangaroo court, I would have more respect for him.
Mark Regev, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
That's Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev in Jerusalem. We were unable to reach Hamas today for a comment on the UN Gaza report. Hamas has said that firing rockets into Israel is self-defense, not a war crime.